So I think there's two ways that we can think about our preaching and teaching. We can think of it as a privilege and joy to give Scripture, to prepare, to preach, and to teach Scripture, or we can think of it as an obligation and a burden. Now, I've been thinking about this a lot the last few weeks, and I'm actually returning home from speaking at a church. Shout out Bethel Park Bible Chapel, wonderful hosts. And I'm driving home from Ontario, and I've just been thinking about this the last few Sundays, because the last few Sundays I've had the privilege to preach. And so many times when ministry is a big part of our lives, whether we are full-time in ministry or we're just doing a lot of ministry, we can get into the type of mindset where it's like work. Like, I've got to go, I've got to do this thing, I have this obligation, and now I've got to do this effort, and it feels like, oh, another thing to do. And I think in some cases that's understandable. I'm not trying to put down if we feel like that, but I think we can have a mental shift sometimes, or we need a mental shift at times in our perspective of how we view our preaching and teaching, whether you get up in front of the church and in a pulpit, or you're teaching 3- and 4-year-olds Sunday school, or whatever it might be. We have such a privilege to share the Word of God, to have dedicated time to study the Word of God, to craft how we want to present it. And then we get to stand up in front of others or sit with others and just open Scripture and see, like, this is what I think Scripture is saying, and here's how it ministered to me, and here's what it's trying to teach us. Let's try to be more faithful and follow that. Like, that is such a beautiful thing that I think a lot of times we can take for granted. And we don't want to get into that mindset of this is just a job. Like, this morning is kind of a crazy day. If you think of it from the negative side, it's a crazy day. Like, we had daylight savings time, so I lost an hour of sleep. I drove 2.5 hours to cross the border to get here. It was snowing. Maybe you can see that it's snowing and just blistering right now. It's supposed to get sunny soon, so that's good. I'm going to drive home. I've got lots of work to do at home this week. I got to work on my thesis. Like, there's, from a negative perspective, it's like it's another job to do. But that's missing out on the full thing, is that this is a privilege and should be a joy and should be viewed as a privilege that we get to share the Word of God. Like, isn't it amazing that I was able to get up this morning, that I have the health to get up this morning, that I had the ability to drive there this morning, that I got there safely, and I got to open the Word of God freely and with an English translation in my own language and share what God is speaking to us in His Word. Like, that's pretty amazing. Now, maybe there are times when it is more burdensome, and maybe that causes us to reevaluate where we need to be placing our time, and that's okay. But what I want to just, what's been on my heart and I've been thinking about a lot lately, is just the privilege that we have and having this mindset shift away from just this is a job to this is a privilege. So I don't know if I'm making any sense here. It's just something that I've been thinking about in my weird brain. And I just love this fact that we get to share, that I have this opportunity. Today I had this opportunity to go and to preach the Word of God. And if you have that as well, I think that should be our mindset of one of thankfulness, one of just privilege, and just one of joy and thankfulness to the Lord that we get to do this. And if you're feeling like, oh, this is just a job, I feel you. I've been there. Sometimes I'm there more regularly than I should. And maybe I just want to gently suggest is maybe we need a subtle shift in how we're thinking. My just heart for us is that this would not just be a job. It may be our job, but it's not just a job, it's ministry. And it's something that we shouldn't take for granted, that we should delight in, that we should be joyful in this privilege to preach Christ. So I hope that's a blessing to you. It's a blessing to think about this for me this morning, and I hope it is for you as well. So I'm gonna get going, I'm gonna turn this off, and I'm gonna try to go make it home to have dinner with my wife and kids. So have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later.